It just seems that it doesn't matter, you know. It just doesn't matter what happens. You can tell some people that they've lost. You can tell them, no, it doesn't matter. I bring that to your attention because the Masterpiece Cake Company in Colorado, being sued now for the third time, it's gone all the way to the Supreme Court. And Masterpiece Cake won after they declined to make a wedding cake for a same-sex marriage. They won 7-2 in the Supreme Court. Doesn't matter. Liberals are back. Same thing happening in Michigan with the agenda being pushed, even though it doesn't line up with current law, even though it doesn't make particular sense in some ways. David Kallman here, senior counsel with the Great Lakes Justice Center. David, welcome back.
Thanks, Steve. It's good to be with you.
And to remind listeners, you were involved with the Planet Fitness case that you are working your way through the process where a woman found a man in the dressing room, in the locker room, and fled out of panic or whatever, freaked out by it all. And then Planet Fitness threw her out of the club and said, you know what, anyhow, you're winning in that. But you have another case here for us today you want to share. As these cases continue to pop up, it just seems people won't take no for an answer, will they?
That's right, Steve. If you recall last year, the Civil Rights Commission passed something called an interpretive statement where they attempted to redefine the Elliot Larson Act, our civil rights law, and add the categories of sexual orientation and gender identity as protected classes. And, of course, the commission doesn't have the right to be alleged. They're not the legislature. They didn't have the right to do that, and they indicated they were going to attempt to enforce that interpretive statement. Well, now it looks like the first case at the Michigan Department of Civil Rights is coming down the pike, and it's been filed, and we've been hired at Great Lakes Justice Center to represent the brothers who run a center for weddings and events and things like that. So they're being taken to task by the Civil Rights Department for so-called discrimination because they will not allow same-sex marriages on their property because of their religious beliefs.
All right, so where does this lead us then? I mean, you've got an attorney general that is not going to side with you. I think that's safe to say. I mean, Dana Nessel has already shown she'll side with Dana Nessel. She doesn't side with the governor. She'll do whatever she wants at any time. So where do we go from here? Where does this lead us?
Well, it's just in the early stages. The initial complaint was sent to our clients. We are going to be filing a response tomorrow and asking them to just throw it out. And, you know, it's real interesting, Steve. They've included the basis for the claim here against the Rausch brothers, their event center, is that they are acting on sexual stereotypes, that they're discriminating against the same-sex couple based on sexual stereotypes. Well, there's no such thing under Michigan law. There's nothing in the Elliot Larson Act.
Let me ask you this.
That says that.
I mean, that's far too vague. What is a sexual stereotype? Right. What, you buy a boy a cowboy hat and a girl a princess outfit, then you're guilty of something? I mean, is that what we're saying here? It's a serious question. And at what point do you say that's not even part of the law? It's so vague to begin with.
Exactly. And what's also interesting is never in Michigan's history has a court use this basis as a sexual stereotype as a reason for discrimination. Where they're getting it from is a very narrow section of federal law under Title VII employment discrimination, where a few courts, federal judges, have ruled that sexual stereotyping is also discrimination. But that issue is at the Supreme Court right now and is being heard. Alliance Defending Freedom is handling that case, and I would expect that that's going to get thrown out. But this is not an employment discrimination case, and it's not federal law. It's got nothing to do with it. So for the Civil Rights Department to use this as a basis to go after a business in Michigan is simply ridiculous.
All right, so sexual stereotyping. I don't even know quite how you could define that black and white. You know, you'd have a lot of gray area all the time, which would mean it would be ripe for attorneys. For guys like you, pal. No, I'm kidding, of course. But for attorneys, I mean, attorneys make a lot of money operating in the gray area is the truth. And because if it was a gray area and sexual stereotyping were just kind of not well defined, my gosh, you'd be in and out of court all the time, wouldn't you?
Exactly. Because It's in the eye of the beholder. I mean, these judges, these few federal judges who have ruled this way under Title VII, have literally just made it up. I mean, it's not in the law. It's never been in the law. The definition of sex means male and female. That's been the definition for decades and decades. So for these courts to just make it up is, you're exactly right. You never know what a judge is going to do because it's in the eyes of that judge, of what they think is sexual stereotyping.
So, all right, so early stages, where do we go from here? What do you expect?
Well, I expect that the Civil Rights Department will deny our request to dismiss these two complaints. Both ladies filed complaints against our clients. So I would expect the Civil Rights Department will deny that, and we're considering just going straight to court under a writ of mandamus or maybe some other legal theory to ask a court to just throw it out on its face that a state government official cannot act in a way that violates the law or is outside the law. And that's clearly what they're doing here.
So so what is a writ of Matt Damon?
A writ of mandamus is, I don't want to get too technical on you here, but what it is a lawsuit to force a state official to do something the law requires them to do. And then the flip side of that coin is you can bring a mandamus suit to stop a state official from doing something they should not be doing that's not authorized by law. So it's under that latter theory that we would be bringing the mandamus. It's a very small, specific area of the law. It's not used very often, but we've used it in the past a number of times quite successfully.
So in fairness, David Coleman here with us from the Great Lakes Justice Center, senior counsel there. I mean, let's be honest about this. These suits aren't going anywhere. There's more of them all the time, it seems. It's not like they're going to go away anytime soon. So I guess it's just an attitude. We might as well just saddle up, Dave, because here they come.
Yeah, you're exactly right. This is the theory and the procedure that the progressive left uses. They just keep bringing lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit, losing and losing, and then hoping they get a judge that rules their way, and then maybe the higher courts will uphold it. That's the way they operate, and that's what they do. And it costs, you know, innocent clients and people who have to defend these frivolous suits a lot of money and a lot of time and effort, which is part of why we at Great Lakes Justice Center are doing it as a part of our mission is to represent these folks so they don't have those costs. And that's why we could use help from people, you know, who believe in what we're doing to help support us. We're a nonprofit, and people can donate, and it's deductible on their taxes. So
there you go. Nice pitch, by the way. That's pretty good. That's shameless, and I love it. You know, that's fine.
Yeah, that's right.
we've been friends for a long time. I think you guys do great work. You take up good causes. So real quickly, if people want to find out more about what you're doing, Dave, tell me where they go.
They go to greatlakesjc.org. Or Great Lakes Justice Center, greatlakesjc.org.
There you have it. David Coleman, greatly appreciate it, as always. Have a safe drive out there. I can hear you're in the car, so be careful out there.
Yeah, I'm on my way to court, Steve, but it's always a pleasure to be on with you. Thank you.
Talk soon. Thank you. David Coleman, everybody, from the Great Lakes Justice Center. Quick break. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question, Guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country while you work or attend college. In return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm asking teens like me, what are your plans for the future?
Definitely going to college, absolutely.
We're going to the state championship.
I'm getting a great job, you know, something I love.
I want to travel, see the world.
No one said teen pregnancy. Say yes to your plans. Say yes to a brighter future. Learn more at michigan.gov/abstinence. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.